نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينالوا التقوى منكم صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. With the grace and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the Ashurul Hurum, one of the sacred 4 months in the Islamic calendar, is the Mubarak month of Zulqadah. So we are in the Ashurul Hurum at the moment, and we are passing through Mubarak days. And slowly we are moving closer towards the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah. In Islam, from the 12 Islamic months, there are 4 sacred months. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this in the Mubarak hadith. 3 of these sacred months come in succession: Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. And the 4th sacred month is Rajab. These months are extremely blessed and auspicious, Mubarak. The person who carries out any good deeds in these Mubarak months, the reward is multiplied compared to carrying out these deeds in any other time of the year. And the same happens for a person committing sins. If he commits a sin in these Mubarak months, then the sin is even more serious. The consequence is even more disastrous compared to any other time of the year. So as a believer, we need to understand our deen, we need to understand the laws pertaining to Islam, the various occasions of Islam, so that we will be able to reap the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in these Mubarak months. And we will be able to save ourselves from losses. Now when the month of Zulhijjah commences, we all are in the spirit of sacrifice. Every person's heart is beaming with excitement that we are moving towards the Mubarak day of Qurbani. And this is how a believer should call the kayfiyat and condition of the heart of him for these golden opportunities so that he can score. He looks for these Mubarak occasions, these golden occasions, so that he can gain the closeness and proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the lofty ranks of the hereafter. So the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah reflects the ultimate sacrifice of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Mubarak family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this family so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the sacrifice of this family so much. Allah made it part of the divine constitution of Islam that will continue to the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the Holy Quran. Nabi alayhi salam spoke about it in the Mubarak ahadith regarding this blessed, auspicious, Mubarak family, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the sight of Allah, our taking their names is our good fortune, and remembering their accolades, remembering their khidmat, remembering their sacrifices, their achievements, is an honor for us. When a person he understands who the Anbiya were, then he will understand the position of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the galaxy of Anbiya. That our Nabi Sallam was the greatest. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. But we should understand what were the sacrifices of the Anbiya, that the occasion of Qurbani is here. But when a person understands, he does things with understanding, then the spirit he'll do it will be different as compared to his passing through some customs or rituals, you know. And the reward that he will acquire and attain in the court of Allah will be totally different. A person, he does qurbani, and he does it as a ritual. He does it not with a happy heart. He has to go through the occasion, so he goes through it. Everybody is sacrificing an animal, I also have to sacrifice, so he looks for the cheapest animal in town, or if he can get it overseas also, he'll be happy to just spend little money and get it over with, you know. But when a person understands what is the true spirit of Qurbani, what Allah has kept in this, then it will be something else, you know. Like a person, he wants to get married, and he longs for that occasion to meet the beloved. Some person he really desired in his life, and now everything worked out, the proposal was accepted, and the happy occasion is soon to come. What advanced preparations will be made for that occasion? And when that moment of meeting will come with the beloved, how would a person be? So this is what the spirit of Qurbani has come to teach us. This is what Qurbani has come to show us. So this is what we have to understand. Let us speak of Ibrahim alayhi salam a little, so that we can understand the personality who Allah Ta'ala bestowed with this favor. And the ummah of Rasulullah, we are enjoying of the fruits of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's qurbani. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was honored with the title of Khalilullah, the special friend of Allah. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah mentioned the narration. He says there was drought and famine that struck the land. People didn't possess any food, items, they didn't have anything. And Ibrahim alayhi salam's home also was passing through famine, starvation, difficulty, and hardship. So the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that you have a friend in Egypt, some say Mosul, some say Egypt. Why don't you go to him? Go and ask him for something. He can assist us at this hour of need and difficulty. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, many days had passed of starvation. He felt difficult to tell his family anything, to give them nasihat at that moment, knowing the hardship that they were passing through. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam decided to go and perhaps ask his friend for some assistance. As he crossed over this desert and he reached, so his need was not fulfilled. The kitab mentioned the need was not fulfilled. Perhaps maybe his friend didn't have anything to offer. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he's passing by, he adopted the means. Of person is going to difficulty alone, perhaps he went for that purpose to ask him for something alone and he'll pay it back, but the person didn't have anything. So as he's passing the desert and he has those, whatever he has with him, he's thinking they're going to reach home and they're going to see him coming empty handed, then indeed they will grieve over this. So he fills the packets that he has, the sacks that he has, he fills it with the sand of the desert. He reaches home and he puts it in one corner. And then he goes to sleep. He turns to Allah, he makes dua, and then he goes to sleep. He turns to Allah. The heart of the Nabi is always with Allah. Adopts the halal means, but the heart of the Nabi is not on insan. And there he goes to sleep. The wife goes to those sacks, and she opens it, and she sees there's wheat there. And she prepares, she bakes into flour, and then she prepares the meal. And after some while, she wakes Ibrahim alayhi salam up, and she says, the food is ready. He said, from where this food has come? He says, from your friend. Ibrahim Aslam said, yes, it's from my friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he informed her that there was nothing, Allah ta'ala sent this for us. It was from that day onwards, Allah honored him with the title of Ibrahim Khalilullah. Ibn Allama Aini Rahimullah mentioned in the commentary of Bukhari Sharif that another reason that is explained by the muhaddiseen, commentators of Quran and Hadith, why Ibrahim alayhi salam was given this title, blessed and honored with this title of Khalilullah. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's way was that he would not like to eat alone. The heart that he had was the heart to always share love with the ummah, with the people. So whenever it was time for meals, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam would leave his home to go look for some person who he could call, perhaps some poor person, and he could feed him. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, these sterling, mubarak, sublime qualities Allah blessed him with, Ulul Azam, among the greatest of Anbiya. So one day, he went out and he looked for someone, he couldn't find any person. As he returned home, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a human being. So he asked him that, who are you? So he said, I'm an angel. No, he told him that I am a person that I have come to meet you, and I have been sent from the side of Allah. So he said that, what is the need? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to inform you that there is a certain servant of Allah who Allah has honored with the title of Khalilullah. He is the friend of Allah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that, please inform me. I am greatly in need of this information. I'm desirous to know who the servant of Allah is. If he is the friend of Allah, then I will travel far and wide to go and meet him. Even if he lives in a very distant land, I'm prepared to go and meet him. If he has this position in the sight of Allah, he is the friend of Allah, then I will remain his company and nothing will separate us till mort. So that I can acquire the love of Allah from him, from his heart. So he said, no, that servant is you. That servant, oh Ibrahim, Allah has sent me to tell you that servant that Allah has, that is a certain, that servant is. Ibrahim asked, on account of which action? So he said, on account of the action that you always show kindness to the creation. You always giving, and you're not expecting anything from anyone. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan of us. He gives and he gives and he gives, and he doesn't expect a thank you in return. He's not looking, unlike ourselves, a human being, we're always there. And if you look at all the Anbiya, Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem, Yusuf Ibn Yaqub Ibn Ishaq Ibn Ibrahim, Hadith of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that this was the special lineage of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his children. Yusuf alayhi salam, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, all were Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Kareem is that person who he gives without asking. He doesn't wait for someone to ask and then he'll give. And that is the shan of Allah. Of course, Allah Ta'ala is that Zat who nobody's generosity can be compared with the generosity of the King of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But karam, one is a person who's a sakhi, is a generous man. They say the difference between a sakhi, a generous man, and a person who's a kareem, who is, his heart is pouring with love and generosity, is that a sakhi, a generous man, he'll wait for someone to come and then he'll give. He won't say no. He'll give, you know. And a kareem is that one, he'll go out to look for the people, how I can give, you know. So this is Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tests his beloved, Allah Pak puts different types of imtihan on his servants. The closer we become to Allah, then Allah Pak wants to bless us with even more kindness, more love. Allah wants to give us higher maqamat in the akhirat. So we find Allah Ta'ala brings a test. And Allah helps us to pass the test also. And Allah will give us the honor in this world and the year after. This is how Allah Ta'ala deals with the special. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned to the sahaba on one occasion, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْسَلْ فَالْأَمْسَلْ ثُمَّ الْأَمْسَلْ فَالْأَمْسَلْ ثُمَّ الْأَمْسَلْ فَالْأَمْسَلْ. Those who are tested the most are the Anbiya. Then those whose rank follows after that from the creation, those who are closer thereafter, Allah Pak test them accordingly. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he reaches the age of 90. And throughout his Mubarak life, he couldn't have children. Allah Ta'ala didn't bless him with children. Imagine 90 years. And he always desired offspring. And the desire of the Nabi is unlike our desire. The desire is that, so that how the goodness of Iman and Hidayat can flow after me. So Allah, he make dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a son.
Can you imagine that this son will be the cherry of his eye, apple of his heart? You can imagine that the only son he has, and he is a Nabi, and he has that hopes and the desires that the son will grow up, and he'll take the legacy of Hidayat to the coming nations and to the Ummah. And there when this child reaches of age, 11, 12, 13, around that age, and he was able to move about, assist his father, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test the love in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam for Allah, does he have more love for his son, or he has more love for me? Look, what test, you know. And then Allah Pak, Allah ta'ala, he could have sent Jibreel alayhi salam with the wahi, with the instruction, and that would have been quite clear. Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, oh Ibrahim, Allah's command, you must slaughter your child, your son. But Allah Pak didn't adopt this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wanted this imtihan to be something unique, you know. Something so extraordinary, something so different, that this will be spoken about in the annals of history till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him via a dream. And we know, not like our dreams, the dreams of Anbiya, Wahi, revelation. And there he's seeing that he's throttling the sun. Ibrahim alayhi salam sees the dream, some say he saw it once, some say he saw it about three times, and he understands that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. Allah wants him to do this. So there he speaks to his son. He says, "Inni arafil manam," that, oh my beloved son, I have seen in a vision, in a dream, that I am slaughtering you. Arafil manam anni azbahuk fanzur madha tara. Oh my beloved son, what do you have to say about it? Well, what do you feel? In other words, he was not making mashwara with his son to see that whether they're going to comply or not comply. No. He wanted his son to understand the command of Allah and to wholeheartedly accept it for it, like how he was happy to submit. He wanted his son also. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. What was the response of this son? Oh my beloved father, do whatever Allah has commanded you. If Alma Satajiduni inshaAllah mina sabirin, you will find me from the patient ones. You know, I'll be happy. I'll be very, very happy. Very, very happy. And there Ibrahim alayhi salam, he takes that knife. And there he puts that knife on the neck of his son. You can imagine that moment of imtihan, how difficult it must have been. But no, it was a lesson for humanity till the day of Qiyamah, to be enshrined in the Quran, to be enshrined in the Hadith, to be enshrined in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that today we will discuss this with honor. And there Allah Pak had already planned it. But Allah didn't pre-inform him of what the plan was. Because the nature of an imtihan is the servant won't know. He must trust in Allah and be happy with Allah. That is the test. Show our Allah. And there Allah Pak sent it in place of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there that knife, it cut this. Allah was so happy. Allah Pak says, "Inna hadha lahu al bala'u al mubin." Indeed, this was a very great test. Allah, "Inna hadha lahu al bala'u al mubin." What a great test this was. Oh Ibrahim, you passed. Qad saddaqta ru'ya. The vision you had seen, you practiced upon this, you made it come true. In other words, that it is as good as you sacrifice that son. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, he said, Allah Pak sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam to teach him the entire procedure of Hajj. From the tawaf to the sa'i, from the sa'i to Mina, from the Mina to Muzdalifah, to Arafat, to pel the Jamarat, to sacrifice the animals on this occasion, the entire Hajj. Allah Pak sent Jibreel alayhi salam to teach. Like how we know Qurbani is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the entire Hajj is all min irsi Ibrahim, the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, our forefathers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned, brothers, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. You follow the millet and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You follow the way. And Allah was so happy with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then you look at it, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family went to so many different tests. As a young child growing up in a home that was the industry of idols, his father was the person, the mastermind behind the idol industry. You know, a person, he got a factory, he's the only producer and of idols like that. In that home where he was, Allah Pak makes this child grow up now, that this child is going to be from the Ulul Azam Anbiya. And then he sacrifices at that first level. He sacrifices his family for the love of Allah. He moves. He gives nasir to his father. Oh my father, all this that you engage in is haram. This idol cannot benefit, it cannot harm. This is not worthy of me as a God. The father became upset, became angry. But he showed his father a lot of love and kindness when he passed on the message of deen to him. He did not hurt his father. Until his father said, "Oh, Ibrahim, you're going to continue." Then I do. And then he moves away. And then he gives dawah to his people. And then the people also don't accept him. He moves away. Then the king of the time also learns about it. And then he's the only man in this whole land who's claiming the wahdaniyat of Allah. And that is the time of Namrud. Namrud was a person who ruled the entire world. Can you imagine? And Namrud calls him. And then he says that now this is what you're claiming. Okay, we will sort you out. Huge fire, inferno is made. All the people of the land, everybody gives firewood in order to fuel that fire. He's speaking out against our deities, our gods, our idols. We'll put him right. And then they take a catapult and he's thrown. Look at the Qurbani. He sacrificed with his own his immediate family, then his people, then his country. When he's thrown in the fire, Allah Pak says that Kulna ya nar kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah gives a command direct to the fire. Oh fire, you under my divine command. Ulama say the fire and everything of the world, Allah had instructed angels to take care. The wind has angels, the sea has angels, the fire has angels taking control of it. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants azab to rain on a people, then we find Allah ta'ala gives direct command to that creation. The sea is given command direct. The fire is given direct. Then even the fire, the sea, the wind don't listen to the angels. It goes immediately. Immediately the destruction comes. Allah Pak says, Oh fire, kuni bardo wa salaman ala Ibrahim. For our Ibrahim, you become cool and peaceful. Bardo wa salaman, cool, not so cold that he will freeze inside. It might be peaceful for him. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned the best time of Ibrahim alayhi salam was the honor Allah gave him when he was in the fire. Some mention that even Namrud, his daughter, and some people had seen, they could see the vision of Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire, but the fire wasn't burning him. And that is how many, they embrace Islam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that he moves away from his country. Look at the test after test. Qurbani. At the age of 80, Allah Pak commands him, "Oh Ibrahim, you must do khatna." Ibrahim alayhi salam did that khatna also. You know, the first person to do khatna in the world was Ibrahim alayhi salam. A person age of 80, no the khatna. He said, "The command of Allah. The command of Allah." And then it is mentioned at the age of 90, Allah gives him that son. Allah gives him that son. And then Allah is saying, now sacrifice that son. Allah Pak says, "Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin." When father and son both submitted to the command of Allah, he lay his son on the ground, how he put that animal, and he placed that knife. And then we told that now replace the child with a ram from Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So after everything said and done, and Allah Pak is happy with him, what Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah says, and remember, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember the time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Nabi Ibrahim. Many, many tests. Test upon test. And he passed all the tests with flying colors. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. It was at that time Allah said, "Oh Ibrahim, we now post imamat. Now you posted to the highest position of leadership, that we make you the imam of your progeny. The imam of your progeny, you will be..." قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ibrahim is not concerned only about himself. "Wallah, how you honored me with the position of imamat and leadership. I want this also for my progeny, for my children." Allah Ta'ala says, "لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ." Who are sinful, who commit evil, they won't receive this. And those among your progeny who tread on your path, and they will get it. Look at the test. We all know the famous test where Allah Pak commands Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his wife, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, the child when he was just born. Go and leave them in the barren desert of Makkah Mukarramah. There was nothing there. He takes them immediately. He doesn't bat an eye. He doesn't think twice. My Allah's command. And there he goes and he leaves there. And then he gives them whatever little water supply, little dates. That's all they have. But Allah's command is, the Nabi is divinely commanded. He knows Allah will take care. And then the wife, as he's leaving, the wife says, "You're leaving us here, there's nobody around here." He doesn't answer also. Allah's command must be. And then she says, "Did Allah command you with this?" He just nods, he says, "Yes, Allah." He doesn't say yes, he nods. "Idhan lay yudayyakal," Allah will never destroy us. Look at the iman, okay. And then we all know she runs from side to side and Allah Pak made the zamzam come out. So this is the qurbani of this blessed family, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam. Allah loved it. And we find, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Allah Ta'ala told, oh Muhammad said, you and your ummah will follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The time of qurbani is here. Nabi Sallam told the sahaba, when qurbani comes, we should sacrifice animals with a happy heart. Nabi Sallam told, that these 10 days of Zulhijjah are the greatest 10 days. The greatest 10 days in the whole year. There's no action that is done that is more pleasing to Allah in this 10 days than the action of qurbani. And any good deed you do, the reward will be multiplied much manifold compared to carrying out any other time. And that animal that you slaughter will come on the day of Qiyamah as a proof before Allah of your iman, and that will be your conveyance to Jannat. It is mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that when this is fatibu biha nafsa, do this qurbani with a happy heart. Do it with a happy heart. Like how Ibrahim has something with a happy heart. Allah asked me. Ibrahim has some, Allah asked him for his son, he gave. We have to give the animal, give the best animal, you know, whatever we can, the best animal. Yeah. So respected friends, this is a happy occasion, this occasion, happiness. And what was the spirit of this, of Quran that Ibrahim himself taught us? Fulfilling the Quran at anything. It was not his wife, it was not his people, it was not his family, it was not anything. It was the command of Allah that he taught us that lesson throughout his life. So if we have to uphold this also, we bring this in our life. At the time where we want to see the television, we have to look at haram on the way, there's mixing happening. Just at any occasion of a walima, we'll remember, no, see, the lesson of the sacrifice was we must give preference to the command of Allah over everything else in the world. Allah Ta'ala give me an olive tawfiq wa akhidawan, alhamdulillah.